BBC News with Sue Montgomery. President Obama has told a meeting of senior international military commanders that he's deeply concerned by the continuing Islamic State offensive against the Syrian town of Kobani. He told the gathering near Washington that the campaign against IS would be long-term. Senior military figures from more than 20 countries attended the talks. Here's our Washington correspondent, John Sopel.
When Barack Obama announced in the White House a month ago that the US was forming a coalition to tackle Islamic State, all the talk was of degrading and destroying and making sure there were no safe havens. Today, a more somber assessment of how that campaign is going. Yes, there had been victories, stopping IS in Erbil, retaking the Mosul Dam, the rescue of the Yazidis on Mount Sinjar. But the president singled out Anbar province in Iraq and Kobani on the Turk-Syria border as a source of deep concern. He said there'd be days of progress and periods of setback.
The head of the United Nations Mission for Ebola has urged the world to act swiftly. Anthony Banbury has warned that the biggest enemy in tackling the disease is time.
I'm deeply, deeply worried. Ebola got a head start on us. It is far ahead of us, it is running faster than us, and it is winning the race. We cannot let Ebola win. For if Ebola wins, we, the people of the United Nations, lose so very much.
Mr. Banbury called for more money, protective suits, diagnostic laboratories and beds. Earlier, the World Health Organization warned that the number of people becoming infected with Ebola in West Africa could reach between 5 and 10,000 a week by the end of the year. 4,500 people have already died. In another development, the UN has warned that the Ebola outbreak is having a devastating impact on the economies of the worst affected countries. Mark Doyle reports from Accra.
Fear is the main factor driving down the economies of the Ebola-hit nations. The UN says that more than half of the typically bustling markets in Liberia have closed or got smaller. Foreign technicians and engineers are scared too. Many of them have left the region. 9 out of 12 large mining companies in Liberia have shut down or reduced operations. A senior UN economist, Kanayo Nwamzi, said farms in the worst-hit Ebola zones of Sierra Leone were also affected.
The U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has said Washington will cooperate more closely with Russia on global security, despite deep divides over the conflict in Ukraine. Speaking after a meeting with Russia's foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, in Paris, Mr. Kerry said they had agreed to intensify intelligence cooperation over the Islamic State group. World News from the BBC. Police in the Brazilian city of Rio de Janeiro say they have broken up a large network of illegal abortion clinics. Nearly 50 people have been arrested, including doctors, police and lawyers. The raids follow the recent high-profile deaths of two women who'd undergone illegal terminations. Abortions are outlawed in Brazil except in strictly defined circumstances. Britain's most prestigious literary award, the Man Booker Prize, has been won by the Australian writer Richard Flanagan. Vincent Dowd has more details.
This was the year American authors became eligible for the Man Booker. In the event, however, Richard Flanagan has become the third Australian to take the prize. The Narrow Road to the Deep North has been much praised by critics. It's about a surgeon who, in World War II, is held in awful conditions in a Japanese prisoner of war camp during the building of the Burma Railway. The author's own father was one of those who survived that experience, and Richard Flanagan finished writing the book just before his father died last year.
A European Championship football match between Serbia and Albania has been abandoned following a brawl involving players and fans. The referee stopped the match in the 41st minute after an Albanian flag was flown around the stadium by a remote-controlled mini-helicopter, prompting a fight between the players. Riot police moved in when up to 12 Serbian fans then invaded the pitch. BBC News.